Well, good morning, Interbet fans, and welcome. We're racing at the Vol today, Thursday, the 19th of June, 21 Pentrometer, 11:40, first race, work riders maiden handicap over 1,600 meters. And you want to be with Full the Fluter? You've done your money twice already. He's got to give weight to everything. Mystic Vision, the matchet inmate, number two, definitely got a chance, gets a kilo. Sovereign Crown gets 4 kilos. Got some form, Tony Peters runner. Gift of Royal gets 4.5 kilos. And then Blue Quartz gets 5.5 kilos. So really difficult. And then Battle of the Bulge, that gets 8 kilos. Race 2. Mare rated 72, 2,400 meters. Well, scratching of rainy season makes it a 6-horse race. And every single one of these has got a chance. My top choice is 5 Cartagena, and I'm going to banker this in the bipod. 53.5, she's won her last two. I think this will suit her down to the ground. Absolutely perfect. She's the one they've all got to beat. Caliburn with the 4-kilogram came, carries 48, and he might be the big danger. Nuclear Force flag bearer are the top of the betting board. They've got to give away quite a lot of weight, and I would not be confident to be backing them. Even Ideal Future, course and distance, 7 runs, 1 win, 4 places, and the blinkers are back on. Race 3, maiden handicap, 1,200 meters. Well, top weight is Hotaru, the Robin Carson's runner, and getting a kilo would be Empress Wu, got a lot of pace. And then Secret Warrior, it's a 4-kilogram claim, so he's got 57 claim 4. He carries 53, so he gets 7 kilos from Hotaru. Well, you can see all the monies for him. And he does look like the absolute business here. Yeah. If you're going to have a bet on the day, maybe this is the one. Cherry, cherry lady, chance with some form. Race 4, first leg of the pick 6. Mare rated 70, 1,200 meters. Your favorite here is Captain Efficient, but it is second run after a rest, so I'm not so sure. I'm going to rather be with Alone Time. I think he's got to have a chance in the race, but there are a number of others that come in with chances. 2020 Vision, number one. Give Me a Storm, one of Maiden. Nazaire got 3 points for winning, and that might not be enough. Oriental Bouquet goes into everything, and Jet Cat improved last run. 52.5 on his back, got to have a chance. Race 5. Fillies and Mares handicap, 1,200 meters, and the money's all for Valieva, and this is the one that I like. Gavin Lorena rides it, improved last run, been ridden by an apprentice, 4-kilogram claimer all along. Might be the right one. Great Notion, improved last run, that's number 2. Flight of a Condor has got fair form. Don't ignore this one's chances. Mayhew rides it for Diane Stenger. She's competent. And your favorite and weak favorite is Desire, just won a maiden, but won a pretty well. Time, nothing to write home about. Will it be good enough to step up again? Race 6, mare rated 82, 1,200 meters. Now, the find of the race is 2 Rock of Bismantova. This horse is 33-1. Course and distance, 4-2-1. Majon's ridden it 3 times for a win. Lots to like about this horse. Profile, ignore its last start. Could go in. Laser Wade's got some form. Longsword second run. Vibe South Africa. This is the 4-1 week favorite and definitely got to have a chance. Third round, course and distance, 2-1-1. And I'd make it between Adam Brock and Bismantova. King of Numbers comes back to 1,200. I'm not sure that that's not too sharp for it. Paul Revere, don't ignore his chances. He'll run well here. And Dylan Champ, third run after a rest with Prince of Kildare and Lonely as a Cloud, all worth including if you're going to go wide. Race 7, mare rated 70. They go 1,800 meters. Well, here's where it gets difficult. Chabal, favorite with Molotov Cocktail, 1 and 2. They carry 62 and 61 kilos. They're both drawn in the middle, which is perfect. Zaki and Lorena, the 2 best riders, and they could be the 2 that will fight it out. Gamer might improve, Storm Ahead might improve, but I think that the 2 top weights will fight it out. Race 8, mare rated fillies and mares, 1,800 meters. The favorite's Wagram, and so she should be. She's got very good form, number 5. Calvin rides it for Alec Laird, 2 very good post-maiden runs. Sneak preview, old friend of mine, never goes down well. Ignore its last start, way ahead of the speed rating. The blinkers are off her. The blinkers didn't do her any good at all last time. We thought they might, but they didn't. Tia Toriati, we found this last time at a big price, and ended up winning nicely. He got 7 points penalty because of the 4 kilogram claim and still gets a 4 kilogram claim. So got to go well. Stratum, he's arrived at the Vol for one ride. LMB, 8-1, and it would be 28-1 if it wasn't for Stratum. Free in Seattle and One Religion both got chances. One Religion, not the soundest individual around, goes down badly. Race 9, Merirode 72, 1,500 meters. My top choice here is Kalida if she's sound. Third run, she's ready, gets a tongue tie, lots to like about her, and she could go in the last. Walled Garden, definitely got a chance, has got some form. Lebeccio, definitely got a chance. Number 13, two very good runs, gets Craig Zaki, big jockey up. After Hours, look for that to improve because the run before last, it ran very well over this course and distance. And then Guerrilla Warfare, the stable companion, definitely got some sort of chance. So, impossible card. From me, James Goodman, and the whole Interbet team, have a great day's racing at the Vol. And remember, you can do everything you need to do at Interbet, your one-stop betting shop.